Blog Talk Radio.
Love for you all on this beautiful, wonderful family gathering that we're all having today. I hope that we're all enjoying it, but I know that a lot of us are not enjoying this day, you know, for many various reasons. And celebrating the date that they have here for us to celebrate that truly has been a mental genocide to us, Thanksgiving. Who in their right mind or any people in their right mind would celebrate their demise only that didn't know? Didn't know. They kept all this information from us. We did not know we were celebrating our demise. But I'm going to be here celebrating with my son, Fung Sun. He's with us right now tonight. And as usual, as we normally do, we have some very deep, deep, deep conversations. You know, as I had taught him as he was growing up, and now he's sharing his knowledge that he's gained with me and now to the world. So hello there, darling baby Fung Sun. How are you doing today?
I'm cool. Can you hear me?
I hear you now, darling.
Yeah.
I know you had a lot going on. I know you had
a lot going on today.
Man.
Crazy stuff, man.
Wow. You
if anybody
are
doesn't
always
know,
so
if anybody doesn't know, I do contracting. Besides doing music and everything else, I work on properties. I work with plumbing. I work with electrical. I work with water damage, drywall, framing. So when people have issues, I deal with all of that all the time. Besides even thinking about doing music and working on people's graphics and stuff. So
Very
interesting.
And today you had a leak downstairs in someone's apartment, had a leak, something like that.
Yeah, it's leaking. The pipe under the ground busted in between the wall of their apartment and outside. So it's under the wall, in between the wall.
That's pretty deep.
Yep, that's what's going on. What else is new? Because I got to start. What's that talking about?
Well, we're here. We're talking about this awesome day that they tricked us into celebrating our own demise. I was just getting into, you know, only an uncivilized person would celebrate their own demise unless they just didn't know about it. And we didn't know.
And making a holiday out of what they did to us.
Yeah, and have us celebrating it, you know, which is genocide. That's a legal form of genocide, you know. Almost like cannibalism, you know, they did this to us and now we're celebrating. Yeah. they made jungle bunnies out of us here in America.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some genocide. That's a very important subject.
Yes, it is, because that's what they did to us. That's what America is all about. I just brought up my book. I have my book from my brother, Dr. Ishaka Musa Barry Shango, African People and European Holidays and Mental Genocide. And
mental genocide. Genocide comes in many forms.
Absolutely. And that's just what we want to get into, many forms of genocide.
Right now we're dealing with a whole big scale of genocide. I'm going to get into that.
Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Enlighten us.
Well, I'm talking to y'all. Don't mind me. I'm eating some chicken at the same time. I get my chicken on.
You just getting settled. I know you've been running all day, man.
I have been eating all day and almost yesterday.
Wow.
And a little bit on the weekend because of the nonstop distractions. Nothing but distractions. Mm. That is all good. Mm. Still here, still doing it, still kicking it, still got new tracks coming, still pumping out stuff, so it was all in the works.
Right.
But the main thing I want to talk about, so you want to get into genocide, and I want to talk about some of the stuff, the issues today, because I don't know if people really take it as serious or see it, how serious it is. So I feel like I should talk about it a little bit more now. And, talk about technology as far as, like, our lighting and our cameras, and everybody's getting into these biometrics. Or they're giving their information to, like, a third party talking about, we're going to keep up with your heart rate. We're going to check out, make sure you're breathing right all day. We got an app.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about. You still there? Where did you go?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I was going to say. Yeah, I hear you now. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So well,
go ahead. We listen.
Oh, that's about to go 10 to 100-fold almost. So now every single camera that is used on every single device, on everything around everybody, is programmed for a facial recognition software.
Right.
So no matter whether you think you're not getting in the system or not, if you're walking around every day, if you're going to the store, going somewhere, they already have these systems in place that are collecting the data about you.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
These will be used for monitoring people with this new digital currency.
Uh-huh.
So digital currency is programmable. A programmable dollar that can be programmed to say you can spend money or not spend money. And say you can buy a certain item you like or you can't buy an item you like. To say that you can only spend your money to live in one area versus living another area. Or healthcare, or say the doctor says you're not supposed to eat that favorite candy bar you like. Your money won't allow you to buy that candy bar. Like, it's totally programmable, will be tracked and traceable through the LEDs with the cameras all at the same time.
Yeah.
That whole system of the new G system that has been upgraded and implanted around the entire world with a higher broadband frequency is going to be part of that. So you can send a lot of information through this broadband area without as much distraction as far as material and everything, like, I don't know, a wall or, you know. It's
wow.
just a higher, faster broad rate of frequency. More information can be displayed.
Okay.
So all these LED lights, all the LED lights can be used in dual purposes, and they can be used to track your signature, your imprint. You know what I'm saying? They can be used and weaponized to project certain frequencies that may harm you through your cranial area, that may
wow.
alter your consciousness in a certain way. This
wow.
is a whole weaponized grid system
wow.
against humanity.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So this is beyond like what most people think about as far as the control system. This is bringing the prison system to us. I was looking at something the other day in China where they have a new patrol robot that goes around the neighborhood that looks for whatever it thinks is a danger or a problem in the neighborhood or somebody that may be out of place, and it goes ahead and reports or acts on it.
Wow.
Could be.
New
this is just the
new
beginning.
Robotic snitches, huh? Wow. Wow.
This is just the beginning. Just the beginning. That's what the program of money is about. Everybody who got the inoculation, who got the shots, they, you know, they all have their IP address. Everything is linked up to them through their neural network and their imprint. They're going to be tracking everything that these people do, their money they spend, their weight, their health.
Wow.
They're going to know.
Wow.
That's what the world we're coming into right this minute, right now.
Wow. Wow. I can see that happening. I see it. I see it all. And they set it up real good by keeping us distracted and entertained.
Yep. That's what entertainers are for. So when I was little, or younger, when I first started this, I always learned that one of the things that Illuminati does when they talk about the people that they feel are desirable, that they will keep around, one of the things that they did say is that they would keep entertainers around. I always wonder, like, why do we get rid of everybody else but just keep entertainers? Now, I understand, because their job is to help with the brainwashing.
Right.
That's entertainers' job, too. Their job is to sit back and help with control projects.
And alleviate stress from the oppressor. What, you know, for the oppressors, you know, because they enjoy, they get pleasure, take their mind off of whatever they're doing.
Yeah. So their whole job is, if you think about it, everybody glorifies these actors and everything, which I don't have a problem with them at all. But if you think about it, their whole job is basically to act fake.
Yeah.
They get paid to be actors, to act out a reality that doesn't exist, probably may not ever exist, or is a totally fabricated scenario. And I mean that from the sense of not just the acting, but the props. That means from the set that's made up, the people that make up the wardrobe, all of the whole purpose is set up to bring an illusion to people.
And that's why they created what they call cinematography in the first place.
Yep. Uh-huh. That's the job. So if you're not doing that job to help them with the scenario of keeping people distracted or keeping them mind controlled the program, then you're not going to be a good actor. You're not going to make it to the awards or, you know. So all these people that's out there just trying to be the best actor, it depends on what industry you're trying to get into. So if you're trying to be one of these top paid actors in the entertainment industry, you've got also be the top best bullshitter, fabricator.
Yes.
Your independent thought doesn't matter. Your job is to just help us pull off this illusion.
Right.
As I was saying before, last week when I was talking about, I was going to get into this, but that's what Lucifer is, the Lord of Illusions. This world is built on illusions that we're in. And the illusions are made by the matter, the things that we call as matter around us that makes up our material. They build the illusion out of the material of the reality around us, just to fool us.
Hmm.
It is all the purpose. Either to get you to buy something, consume something, or to be or think the way we want you to think or go in a direction we want you to go. That's it.
Yeah, I heard one day, I think it was in the 40s when they discovered the new market, the new untouched market for revenue. That was the black revenue, the Negro revenue, you know, how they were going to, you know, first they started by watching us and spying us and, you know, seeing what we liked and what we didn't like, and they actually took notes of these things, okay? And then they used that to create their advertisement. So now I can see that going to computerized system where they have everything stuff that they need. They can track you. They got the little spy bots and
they're collecting data. They're collecting all the information they can about us, our whereabouts, the way we think, the way we react, what we like, our flavors, favorite colors. All to program us, all to manipulate our behaviors. You know what I'm saying? But now that's about to be taken to a whole other level, because they're not going to need nobody's permission to modify your behavior no more. When they can just send frequencies or signals that can sit back and affect certain processes within your being. That's where they are right now. So that's the stuff that's where we are at that moment.
And just like they did with GMO, you know, the seeds spread it out to all the other lands. They claim that land because, you know, their seed is their GMO's been patented. So now we have the products that they use, and they implanted their little seeds in here. So you're right. So they're taking out data and all that. So all that belongs to them because we have their property that's collecting all this data, which gives them the permission to use it.
So that whole thing is all about fooling God's people, which is us. We are the very elect of the world. And all the illusions that come out is to lure God's people by their desires. So they build illusions around our desires. The whole thing is to keep us trapped here physically and emotionally, go through the torture and the pain of existence in an unjust and a cruel world.
Right, and they don't want you, you know, to use your higher consciousness and your gifts and your abilities. They don't want you to, you know, to expand your mind.
Nope.
Yeah.
You would get out the prison. The prison is, a certain phase of the mind and the thought process. They don't need a fence anymore. The fence is built by the way we think, like our fears that they've made up for us and everything else. We think a certain way. We won't go beyond certain borders because of
that's
this.
That's right.
These are people who are very intelligent on the conscious level, and they know how to manipulate the way we perceive things.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take back our consciousness and our perceptions.
And it's going to happen. You know,
we can take our dreams back.
Yeah. We need to take our dreams back. Gotta have our imagination, you know, because without our imagination, you know, we're lost. You know, none of the abilities that we have we'll be able to utilize because we won't be able to imagine what to do with it, you know, so.
Nope. So all the things that with the money and the crypto and the banks going to accepting crypto now and the centralized platform is all programmable money. So all of us is going to be with our ID, and they're going to have to recognize us. So that's where we got the two-step authorization and verification and everything that we do right now. Some places want you to send in your driver's license, to scan it in. Everything we do right now, we're going to have to verify who we are before we can get any of the assistance or anything that's meant for us. They're going to force us to have to go through accepting a verification process for things that is well known that that's who we are, but it's going to be something simple. You can't get in your house. You're going to have to go through a two-step authorization to go in your house or your building. Your car won't let you drive unless you get authorized. That's the type of world we're coming through right now.
Right.
It's right now. It's right at hand.
And we're going to look at it like, wow, this makes sense because, you know, they're stealing people's identity out there in the dark web. So with a two-step authentication, this is helping us, right? So
that's what they probably
leaked, stealing people's identity and leaked it on the web themselves. You know, what you call that? Problem reaction solution, PRS, problem reaction solution, the cause of problem, wait for reaction, and say, okay, we created a solution for that, you know. Keep you running around in your circles, chasing your tail, biting your tail all the time.
These people, their job, they have to get humanity ready. You know what I'm saying? Before, they have to get humanity ready for the return of their masters and return for the time of events where resources will be at its lowest. So they're going to do everything they can to keep us distracted while they collect all the resources. I mean, if you were an art of war or something, if you were assassin and your enemy, which would be us, the people, and if people don't understand that the war that is being talked about and all the news and cutting carbon, they're talking about us.
Right.
We are carbon-producing life form. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And they feel that there's too many of us that are taking up space, so they call that global warming.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hard drive that has, there's not enough room for new information or things to get scattered, so you have to defrag. They feel they have to defragmentalize the earth. Now, people don't know the conscious reservoir, the actual physical, or should I don't know, the best way I could describe it, lack of a better term, but our conscious mind state utilizes the ionosphere and different stratospheric conditions around or on the plane of this planet. So if those conditions weren't right, we wouldn't be thinking on the levels that we are. Our conscious state wouldn't operate. It's like if somebody had an EMP bomb, your electricity don't work. Without those layers of the earth and the energies that exchange between them, we wouldn't be at the conscious level that we're on. So they feel that there's too many people utilizing the conscious reservoir of the planet. They can't create or bring about new things that they want into existence here because there's too many of us using up that memory. Consciousness and mind state utilize memory. When people get abducted, they say they can't remember. It's the memory. They mess with your memory. It's about memory. Akashic records is the book of memory of all existence, all the lies and balance. You know?
Right.
And so too many people taking up, that's why they can't create anything new. You notice all the movies are all remakes? Everything is a remake. It doesn't matter how new they come up or make the remake look. They make it seem like it's a new, but it's the same story, the same concept, the same products redone over and over a different way. They can't create anything new. There's too much memory being used. I'm just trying to tell you on a whole other level of things that ain't never going to probably never get said like that.
Right. So with all the knowledge and truth being released right now, that is a huge threat to them.
Definitely. Because it ruins the plan. They need to make sure people don't know that there are enough resources for everybody before these events happen. There's things that's going to happen to the planet. They usually do on clockwork. They're already aware of that, so they track it and just keep humanity dumbfounded. Like, you notice when COVID did start, they stopped talking about Nibiru. They was talking about Nibiru all the time before COVID. When it came, everybody shut down. It wasn't nobody talking about Nibiru anymore.
Right. When they
now everybody's trying to bring it up again.
Right. When they had the opportune time to study it when they were locked up in their homes. Well, that's when TikTok came in.
Yep, TikTok came in. The thing they're not talking about is that these people are very well aware of the events that happen every time Nibiru, whether it's Planet X, whether it's Wormwood, whatever this event, whatever this is on clockwork all the time. It happens like you already know the sun, quote unquote, is supposed to come up in the morning. That's exactly what happens. So when it happens, it causes different changes in gravitational disruption in the environment, and the planet will be felt, and it'll be including our behaviors. People will act differently, will think differently because of the field being altered by gravitational disturbance.
Absolutely. Yeah, just like that. They're
very aware of this.
Yeah, just like when we had that dimension shift, you know, no one realized, but everything was a little awkward. People felt a little awkward, but, you know, still standing in the same place, didn't realize there was a whole shift, the merge, shall I say.
Yep, yeah. A whole shift can happen just like that, and it already happened on a very grand scale. You know what I'm saying? Our behavior, to where we're acting, the things that are coming about right now, these guys know the signs of the time, so they're trying to beat a schedule. That's what they're doing all this time they're trying to do. They already know what's coming up, and they're trying to beat a schedule. They feel like they're late, so they're rushing. They're trying to keep – they're like they're in a race, and they're trying to cheat every way they can to make sure nobody else beats and wins in the race.
Now, who are these they?
All right. You know? Well, a lot of people do ask that crazy question. There's many different groups for different agendas, some for the same purpose and some not. But today I'm talking about, these are entities that they can't move forward in their afterlife, that they're only stuck within the conscious, some say spiritual or whatever realms of vibrational realms of third or fourth density of consciousness. We're a third density life form. No matter what people say, when you went to math and science class, they told you that we're in a third dimension. They said we're third-dimensional beings. Our eyes see in three dimensions. All right, so we are third-density, third-dimensional life forms. These are beings that can't move beyond that because you have to have compassion. You have to have the spirit of a heart and caring for those around you.
Right.
They can't do that.
Right.
So they choose, and they're comfortable with their state of existence. So they repeatedly come back and forth. Their job is to fool God's people. They don't have nothing else to do. There's nothing else for them to do. They can't move on. They've already done some of the other incarnations before. Their job is they have fun coming incarnated in different realities, different time zones, to just cause havoc. It's fun for them. Like a bully going to school. They have nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? They know that they can't move on. Us, God's people, the very elect, the true reflection of God's spirit, energy, and existence that is here, that's different for us because we crave higher. We know that there's more. We know that there's a greater and a higher source. You know what I'm saying? We aspire for greater and more in existence. They don't have that at all. They just want to use from others. They don't want to do the work.
Right.
These are those that come in and they manifest in different groups. So they could be in Freemasonry.
Right.
They could be Illuminati. They could be Rosicrucian, Knights Templar. They could be a pastor, reverend in the church.
Yeah.
They could be the kid down the street. These are people.
They cause havoc.
Huh?
They cause havoc. They cause havoc and confusion where they go. Yeah.
That's it. That's their whole purpose for being here. That is it. And to bring as many people down with them as they can. All they got to do is move your desire in a position that's going to put you in a wrong situation. They use your choices against you. They use our choices against you.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, I realized that, you know, coming up, and we lost that, our culture, and we have a culture, and we were keeping our culture even as a child. You know, I was reading some scriptures in the Torah, because I brought the Torah, and in Deuteronomy, we was talking about some of the things that, you know, they did. You know, how they reached and they, you know, blessed the food and, you know, blessed, you know, gave all praises to Yahweh, blessing their food and then touch blood and certain mannerisms and cultures and things like that they had. All those things we had wrapped in what we called morals, principles, and values. And those were like the main three things that we were to teach our children. Now, if you have morals, you have self-respect for yourself. You know, those are your morals and your principles. Principles that, you know, you realize that you are a people, and you know, you are a certain people, and you have a certain gift, a certain talent. You realize what happened to you, and your thing is to continue to unite with your people and to build with your people and to keep your people safe. And no matter what temptations or anything that comes to you, there's an invisible line that you just won't cross because you have a principle that says you're not going any further than that. No one can make you move, you know? And, with principles, morals, and values is that, you know, now you got some kind of integrity about yourself. You got values. You know, you got integrity. And integrity, you know, makes you stand firm and you know, have pride in yourself and strength, you know, trustworthiness. You know, you're not going to lie because you've got your integrity, your word is your bond, you know. So we lost a lot of that, you know, but that was keeping the culture, keeping our culture, you know, going back to our groups, to our people and our time. And we kept that, and we lost a lot of that right now. But now you're saying that we're coming into this virtual reality. This is probably why they're coming up with the virtual worlds right now, because they're all going to be trying to lock people down again to stay within their residence or within their zone. So to get out and using their mind and their imagination, because now they got locked on all these things now. They know, they have a whole picture. Yeah, they can have a whole picture and make artwork of your thoughts and things that you're thinking. Wow.
Exactly. People need to look into the D-Wave computer that's out. It's one of the first computers that actually dreams. And they use that, and it's a quantum computer that they use, and for its archetype, it's almost like how people say deja vu, that what a computer has deja vu. Computer dreams. The computer makes its realities come out from this imagination. So, but beyond that, these LED lights, these cameras, these street lights, all of these things are going to be used for the cage to entrap people. That's what's happening right this minute. Yep.
Wow.
Your face, your recognition, your, huh?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, I'm just saying. So imagine you're walking down the street and you think you're good, and a couple of drones fly up to you and somebody says, hey, we got you for such and such and such with some BS, then you need to stay right there because we got a squad car coming to pick you up. Or they say, well, you need to follow us, the drone guiding you where you got to go. They got guns on you because they got drones with guns on them. And flamethrowers.
And we've seen this on TV, thinking it's a movie, not realizing that, hey, they, while we're watching it and getting entertainment of it, they're preparing it for us, you know, laughing at our
they
own
have
doom
to show
all
you.
Over again. Laughing at
That's
our
one
own
of their,
doom.
They have to show you what they're going to do. It's like a code that they do. And, you know,
that
when people ask, they are talking about specific people like Luciferianism, which is different than Satanism. It's not the same. Luciferian is more of a group-minded thing. Satan is more of itself, the gratification of itself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So people, you know, but these groups of people, their agenda is to just manipulate and use people as totem poles so they can stand on top of everybody and continue to stay rich, wealthy, stay with all the resources. You know what I'm saying? They are the people that cannibalism. They eat people, you know, as crazy as it sounds.
So
but
how,
these are
the
type of people that I'm talking about.
How can, you know, how can we get people to wake up to this, you know? And this is where, you know, I'm struggling, you know, because I've met so many scholars and bookworms, you know, and, you know, people who just spend so much time in the meetings, but they're talking about just things on the ground. You know, just one sector of things. They don't know how really what's going on, and it's all that's just a bunch of, you know, we don't want to talk about that. You know, computers and the you know, taking the facial recognition, you know, on your phone, you know, and all that information going, you know, to, you know, the beast actually, you know, it's
that is a beast system, the beast that has many heads. The beast that's omnipresent, omnipotent, that can hear and see everything, that is the beast.
Absolutely. So this is the message that we need to get hold to the people. And I don't know how could we protect ourselves against something like that.
Awareness, knowledge.
Set up now. I'm sorry.
The best I can say is people's awareness and people's getting more knowledge about the world around us. We need to know because they say the devil never sleeps. Well, the devil never sleeps because he's always in the lab trying to figure out ways to control us more and more. We go to the club, we party, we dance, we think about the best fashion, all the other stupid stuff out of there and don't know anything about how water, the different phases of water, how it works really. Different phases, just the basic, simple electricity and how it affects the world around us. You know, just simple things we don't know about our world. So, therefore, we lack, you know. You give it up to the sciences, the people that sit back and study nature. God created nature and the balance of how things work. And you got people that study that. They know more about life than the average person, you know, but...
No, there's got to be
some
a way
people
to
are meant to learn, and some people are not.
Yeah, but everyone is meant to learn, you know. But it's got to be a way that we can put it all together right now, because there's so many fractalizations going on. You know, it's like it's so confusing. Some people, you know, you have a group of people who have a good heart. You know, they want to do right by the people. Right, but anyone else, but you know, they don't believe in anything in a spiritual world, you know, and there's so many scholars who have studied our ancient ancestry past, you know, from our ancient ancestry past, you know, but they think linear, you know, they don't think about how all of these things are working together, like you're saying, like the facial recognition right now, which is being captured and being sucked in by, you know, everything is like a vacuum, you know, the facial recognition, that image is being sucked into a vacuum that's being, you know, transferred to all these other different arms and veins until they get to the motherboard. the grand motherboard. Now it's called like that.
Oh yeah.
And then, you know, we've got so many things going on with different religions, you know, and it becomes very frustrating. It's so frustrating, and it's like, wow, I'm bouncing, trying to explain
people
it.
People need
know.
To, the thing I can say is not hold on to any particular belief system, you know, because it is
outside
a system.
Outside of themselves.
That's a big problem because so many ideologies, that's kind of like what I was talking about last time, so many different ideologies are promoted, which are also distractions themselves. You know what I'm saying? And if people focus on one particular ideology, so many of the other billions of ideologies that all put up the same picture are being missed.
Right.
All of them are all part of the same picture of our reality. So you can't just look at one puzzle piece and say you got the whole picture.
Right. Absolutely.
It doesn't work.
Absolutely cannot. Wow.
We all need to study, and we need to share. We need to communicate more, you know, and stop being egotistical about information. You know, you got – and it kills me with all these brothers that be out here, and they think because they learn something is that
right.
They treat everybody as if they're over them or they're better than somebody. I know something
right.
You don't know. Oh, I know something you
absolutely.
Don't know. Well, then teach one then. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, all that trying to treat everybody like you better, the egotistical. So that's why I don't really build or bond with too many people because of that. It's the ego. I mean, just because I may learn something that somebody else hasn't doesn't make me better than them, doesn't make me smarter than them, doesn't
right.
put me in no other type of class with just the person that found out about something before that person did. That's it.
Right. Right, it doesn't make you stupid because of that. Oh, man, he's stupid. He's a weird guy. I don't know what he's talking about. Because they haven't lifted their minds, you know? And it's just so much going on that we have to be aware of. And I guess this one main principle is this God personal theory. You know, people don't want to understand that.
This is my same thing. That for me, so when I realized after I remember that Bible study school that you sent me to, and I got that book, and it's on my page when I talk about it, is after seeing all this information and studying the Bible back and forth and the scriptures about God with this, that, and the other, what he did and this, I noticed there was more of a personification. I was like, you know, so I did the research into the word God. I did as much as I could, encyclopedias, other scriptures, other Bibles, trying to see. And I noticed that it always broke down to basically just a word. It was a title. And then the title was gotten from, like I said, Dr., you know, Zachariah Sitchin. He kind of brought up the point. But when it came down to the Elohim, did the research with Hebrew, went down to Elohim, and suddenly find out the Anunnaki, you know, saying, you know, and you know, all that stuff. This is before I even understood about Dr. Malachi Z. York, just from my own studies. It already came
right.
to the information. But
right.
there's a difference between a personified being and the all is, the force
Thank
of all
you.
Existence. So there
yes.
is a there is definitely a designated difference, and it's in the scriptures, you know what I'm saying, in many different ways. So when you really come down to the word of itself, God, it's just a title, you know,
Absolutely.
Like saying the king, or, you know what I'm saying?
It's not even a title. It's three Greek words, initials of three Greek words, you know.
You're talking about Gomer, Oz, and Darbar?
Yeah. God is actually, that's an acronym. You know?
Yeah, so you got, you know, Gomer, Oz, and Dabar, the German words, German phrases. Are, you know, you can go into that. Then you got the master architect with the G. They cut the O out of the G and put the G in the D and then put
right.
it in the compass and the square. Going to that. Then you
right.
got dog. If you want to go into the dog because of dyslexia, when
yeah.
God was
yeah.
written backwards. Well, actually, actually, it wasn't written backwards because in Egypt, they had it going from right to the left, but when they came, they forced us to read from left to right. So then the god, the dog, became God. So they had people worshiping dog with Anubis, the god of the Caucasus people, you know what I'm saying? And, it's just a descriptive term, and it's not the name of the all essence. It's a personified being who gets jealous, who gets envious, who gets angry, who goes out and kills other people because they don't want to do what they said. And then you have other gods. You got smaller gods. You got lesser gods. So, you know, all that.
Those are demigods, right?
You got the demigods. You get what I'm saying? And you got the other higher status. They weren't actually like the Eloh, you know, because Elohim is a plural of Eloh. So it means it's just one. Eloh is singular. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
God is in a singular word. God is a plural word by right. So it's a group of people called, you know, you said it best when you said the government ordinance division.
Right.
So you got all these governments together, and you take the acronym together, they feel that they are a god. That is the god. There is a government ordinance division back then
That's
in the past, the same today. They want to sit back and govern and ordinate how they think that we should live and whether a being should be cloned or hybridized or modified. That's what they do. They've been doing it then, and they're still doing it now. But collectively, we call them God. Yeah,
that's right.
But it's not the all. It is the all essence, the all encompassing life force that is in every single existence throughout everywhere. That's different because even that being is created of that force. So the people have a hard time separating that. When they do, it everything opens up a lot better. You can read the scripture so much better when you realize that.
And they'll spend more time breathing. You know, because that's that force of Yah. That's the essence of Yah, your breath, you know. I mean, you're breathing. Where do you think that's coming from? You're not plugged up to nothing, you know. So.
Yep. Everybody has like, you know, everybody has their own idea and description of this force.
Absolutely.
But
Absolutely.
Everybody knows that it exists and that it is the essence of all existence.
No,
you
everybody don't know that it. Everybody don't know that it exists.
They
no,
do,
they don't.
But they describe it differently.
Not
everybody has a different
they
description.
You know, yeah. Well, you know, this isn't there. Well, they describe it. Some people describe it as nature. But even what makes nature keeps reoccurring?
Some people
you know?
Just think it's electricity.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I'm saying. Everybody knows that that force is there, it exists, but everybody just calls it something different. But deep inside, at the conscious level of those realms where the consciousness meets in those layers, we all are speaking of the same force.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, what the thing that messes our interpretation up is the scriptures. It's the doctrine. The doctrine is meant to misguide us and make you believe that some limited, finite being that is can't even manage its own emotions is the creator.
Right.
So, you know.
And they combined all these. They combined all these little gods story about, you know, walking through, you know, through the garden and all this stuff and, you know, hoovering and, you know, just telling lies. You know, scriptures did that. And I'm angry with the churches now today for them doing that. And I find it interesting that you have the Christian churches, you know, they're using the Bible, but then you have the other group to say the Hebrews or the Jews, they use the Torah. They pay no attention to the Bible, the story that's going on in the Bible. They follow the law, you know. So and then
the
then
Torah
the
is more of speaking of the Old Testament, of more of the books of Moses. Even when Moses and Jesus, and they all would say that we follow the old ways, the old laws of how Moses and them lived. They all follow mm-hmm. the old law. You know what I'm saying? The Torah is more in-depth version of the old ways and the old law. You got
well,
the Bible is just really a collection of books. Huh?
And the Bible, like I say, in the churches, they're not teaching about the law. They're teaching ideologies,
no.
but they don't teach the law.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they teach
that's
their
job.
Yeah. No, that's got to be called. That's got to be cut short. So many people, you know,
yeah, that's
just don't understand.
See, I'm going to say so. Maybe I don't know. I don't want to go depth in too much, but see a lot. So the religious establishment is run by the Department of Defense. So
that's
everybody
right.
thinks because, oh, it's a church or it's a religious faction that is so holy of the holies and this, that, and the other, but it's more clearly military and political.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And it always has been. And if you're an ordained person that goes through a collective to get certified to get somebody's group so-and-so to say that
that's
we
right.
feel that you can go out and preach the word of God, so on and so forth. These guys all take their oath. You get what I'm saying? And their job is to get everybody amped up into the word. They're doing their job. They get you amped up into the word, the Holy Spirit, the ghost. The ghost is what? It's a spirit. It's a phantom. It's a dead ideology event or whatever that's not there or tangible. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So their job is to get everybody amped up into the idea of God, the idea
and
of spirituality.
So successfully, they do this every week, like
and
especially
their job.
Every Sunday. People come back and they hear the same with the same book in their hand. And they do this all their lives, and
that's
and
their job.
It's amazing.
And when
it's
we
amazing.
Speak of when we speak of higher information like this, there's no wonder why people can't see or comprehend, or you know come anywhere near to understand where we're coming from. It's because everybody's indoctrinated.
One second, function. If anyone wants to join in the conversation, just press 1 on your keypad, and I'll see your hand come up, and I'll let you in. Go ahead. Headphone.
Yeah, I'm just
yeah.
saying it's all the indoctrination process. I'm not knocking. I'm not saying that everybody that does that is evil or they have hidden agendas.
No.
They are all,
no.
They're all following
they're all followers now.
Format.
Absolutely. Everybody's following now. They're following the algorithm.
Yeah, they're following the algorithm that has been laid down for them. And what I'm
yeah.
trying to say is the job of these people is not to teach the information. It is to just get people amped up into the Holy Spirit, which is what...
Hmm.
Unfortunately, I hate to say it that way, but we would go into linguistic terms. It is a spirit. It's a ghost.
Right.
That's their job.
Right.
They get you amped up into the idea. They're not really telling you the things that's foundation of what we're talking about, the life-sustaining reality checks that we need to be talking about. They don't really talk about the nitty-gritty stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So, I mean, that's their job. So, you could, I understand that they're not teaching people certain things. That's because they're doing their job. They're just like the presidents. They go up there, everybody, oh, that's a stupid president. Why he do that? Because that's his job. His job is to go and be a screw-up, you know? But,
right. And they're all doing their job, and they're all ruled by the military, the judges. I got a couple of people upset with me because I said even the NFL, the NBA, all the sports teams are ruled by the military, owned by the military. And I said, well, that's the biggest drafting port. You know, so they'll take it all their money through sports, and they own all you all. You know, so, yeah.
And if you think about it,
all
you are
–
Yeah. I was going to say, if you think about it, if you put up port somewhere and you were stranded somewhere and you put up port, you're going to have your military or people that's going to represent the safety of the community go check and survey everything first. And then you're going to set up base. And then you're going to set up your system of how everything's going to work. And then you're going to work on letting your people and society build up from there because you already got things under control. So you got to see how military is important that they take part in all of that stuff. They're the ones that start the foundation of how society even functions and works in the first place. Everything's militarized,
and the highways and the byways.
Yep.
All constructed by the military.
It's all about control.
And the internet. The internet and the phone system. The internet was created for the military.
All of it. All of this stuff.
Everything.
Their communication and everything. Yeah, man, if you really think about it and you get into technology and inventions, you know, getting to, you know, all that type of technical stuff. It just makes sense how that all works together. And you can see how we got to where we are today. But right now it's about to change. You know, freedoms are going to be very limited. Food is going to be super scarce. It's already scarce. It's going to be controlled and monitored. Digital, just like with the currency. We're coming to a time where they're going to control how we move, eat, sleep, everything to a whole nother level. This is going to be a whole nother level of control. I don't think people get it. If you watch futuristic movies, you will get it because it's all there. I'm into technology. Go for it.
So what kind of defenses do we have?
The main defenses we got is awareness and knowledge and learning. Learn about technology. I say learn about this. You don't have to be a super nerd, but get the basics. Get the basics of how crypto works. Get the basics of how the metaverse works, how it's going to work with your money and your currency, how the governments are using digital currencies and how it's going to affect you. You know what I'm saying? All these people who have gotten inoculated, and I say inoculated, all these people who have gotten inoculated, they all got like a different IP address, a different code that's hooked up to the satellites. You know, the polymers that are inside, the injections are all self-assembling and turning. They hook up with the nervous system, and they're actually hooking up their own computer hardware within the human body.
Wow.
So they're actually morphing everybody into a computer system, an operating system that will work with the Bluetooth and the new AI system.
Wow.
So everybody is getting them.
Turn everybody into a Borg. Turn everyone into a Borg.
Everybody's being turned to a Borg. Yes. 100%.
Wow.
That's what the mRNA is for.
Wow.
I mean, I could draw it out better, but if people understand RNA, I mean, that's what it is. It's a messenger RNA. It's sending. It takes a copy of the code and sends it to the body so the body can function with it. But they got the mRNA, which is the M is their M, versus over your M, your body's M messenger. You know, it's like the messenger kills the messenger. You replace the messenger with another messenger, and your body takes it and starts replicating what they put in there. So
sounds like all those boosters to me.
Yeah, so those right there are just to make sure. So say you got this system in you that has its own building blocks and can self-assemble, but it needs more material to keep building within its host. So they give you a booster.
Wow.
It ain't for you. It's for what's in you.
Right.
And
that's
people
seeing
basically the body snatchers. Yeah,
wow.
Man.
Wow. Wow, wow. So this is the century to bring to life all of that stuff that we were watching, say, about 2-3 decades ago, centuries ago. So now they're bringing it alive now. The body snatchers, I know that. Wow, wow.
It's here. It's here. It's already in the works. It's done. So let's not even talk about the future no more. It's going to happen in a couple of years. You know, it is happening right this minute. Anybody that ain't getting it, I don't know what to say, because they genetically modified everything. Nothing's natural no more. Everything can be created in one of their labs. They don't want anything natural. The last thing was us. It always was. We were always the last thing. You know, they got us when they started putting the barcode on our driver's licenses now. So now they got everybody's tag. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're going to be categorized by what you eat, what you watch on TV, what you say.
Monitoring. And they've been monitoring us from our sewage. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Doing that, too. Yeah, they were talking about that, too. Yeah.
Can you believe that?
So this society, they can tell by the waste of the society that they're consuming too much of this, that, or the other, so they can load down on shipments of certain supplies or inject certain other things within the food system. I mean, they're right now, I was looking at some place, they got places where they're trying to teach kids in the school curriculum to get used to eating worms and bugs now for lunch.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to tell people they created a way because there was so much poop, and especially to appease the wives who had to go through these rituals and sit at these beautiful tables with this fine dinnerware and crystal and silverware and eat poop. So they didn't like it. So here come the scientists. They found a way of making poop taste better. They created the first poop potato chips out of poop.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what they wrapped it up in? They wrapped it up in those nice, pretty potato chip bags with black faces on them.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
man.
They call them the baked chips. They're baked now. You know, the dark chips, and they have, you know, hip-hop caricatures on the pictures, on the packages. That's poop. A trans woman is poop. Get out of here. So, okay. I sat there. I read all of it, how they were going to create it, how they did it all. It was very pleasing that the wives could come in. They can all enjoy their poop chips and all other things they made of poop, syrup and ice cream and everything.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
The stuff that they got going on and is coming right now is insane. You already see it with the, like I said, these people are against anything that God created, anything that is natural or of nature. They don't want regular, normal people. They don't want a man to be a man. They don't want a woman to be a woman. They want to cross over God's creativity to make these new hybrid groups, you know what I'm saying? I have nothing against people who are, you know, be what you are, you know, if you're home, just whatever, that's just your thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the agenda, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, anything that's natural, that's why they're pushing this, is to push and to abominize anything that's created of nature and God created. And that's what's happening right now. And it's just becoming normalized. They're pushing it. The government's getting it's becoming political now. It's totally an agenda. You know what I'm saying?
No one remember. I mean, when they created this, the two sisters, that was like, oh, my gosh, that was a huge thing. Many people were against that. Polyester first came out when they created the semi-fabric with the natural fabric, polyester. That was like a abomination when polyester came out, because there's nothing natural about it. You know, so it's like, wow.
There's some crazy stuff we got going on, man. I don't know if anybody's seen all the people that are dying every day, all the people that are dropping dead everywhere. They won't show that. That's the thing about, because I remember when the media, China was very happy when they, it was something they did. It was early 2000, maybe 2016, 17, maybe 2016. They were so happy that they finally achieved total control of their media. So once I knew that, I knew what the deal was, because then once they control that, they can pump out lies. They can pump things out for their agenda. Next thing you know, then they're the ones that were used to put out coal. I go by the sign, so I knew that was BS by just how it was happening, how they were putting it off. You can see the playbook. Once you know the players, you can see the playbook.
Right.
You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? And, yeah, these people, they reduce the population. They're doing everything they can to keep us from evolving as the great human species we were created to be. And
yeah,
it doesn't, it's at this point right now where it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Indian,
right.
Asian.
Right.
This is a humanoid species elimination.
Right. You're sucking up all the
got poverty. Their next hybrid race that they're working on is going to take our place. We're in the way. That's what this is all about. That's why different cavemans were walking alongside each other, and one disappeared and the other stayed.
Right.
Like different civilizations rose and fall and disappeared. It's because these controllers that have always played these cards have played these games. And it's up to people to wake up. It's our turn to wake up again, and we'll see if we're going to pass this cycle again.
Hmm.
How many cycles will it be before we learn together that we are the whole humanoid species needs to
right.
stand up? Everybody's still worried about their individuality, you know, their groups, you know. But that's what we're facing. We're facing a species wipeout, and people don't even
annihilation. Wow. Wow.
The best thing that people can say is, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. It's killing people. It's making everybody sick. Why are they still injecting people? Why are they
right.
making people do this? They know it doesn't
right.
make sense. Why are they locking everybody down? That's why. Because they're trying to destroy you. They don't care. Yeah. It's blatant.
They don't answer the right questions. No one asks, why are they taking away our seeds?
They're giving us artificial seeds. This reminds me of Transformers, where it's Cybertron, where they try to turn Earth into Cybertron. That's where we are right now. We are being terraformed and turned into another environment that's going to sustain a whole other level of existence.
Wow.
We're being terraformed. We've been being terraformed for quite a while. They show it all the damn time. Whenever the beings
right.
come in, they try to do something to take over society and try to turn the planet into a world that better suits them instead of the people that live here. That's what they're doing. All the laws, everything that they're passing, destroying the food. Now they want to take away, talk about there's too much carbon life forms now, so they got to reduce carbon emissions. Who emits carbon? We do. Plants eat the carbon and they give off oxygen. So it's a balance, nature creating a balance. But they got people convinced that we got to get rid of carbon.
And they're also going around saying, they're saying and they're teaching their groups that they have to start eating more protein.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
And it don't mean beef.
Yeah, it's going to be us in a minute.
That's what they're talking about. It don't
mean beef. It's going to be cannibalism to the max. It's going to be a whole new phase. Recycle society. That's what we do to chickens inside the coop. They recycle some of the chickens and feed them back to the chickens inside the massive coop farms and stuff like that. These are some of the cows I've heard.
So our young people that we're going to be teaching and giving them this higher wisdom and knowledge, I know that they've got aim, they've got scope on everything and everybody. You know, they've got us all under a scope. And we talked about our consciousness and our minds, and I know that our mind is the most powerful thing It's the only currency. Our minds is our only currency. So when we get enough of us to come together, like our brother, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey said, you know, if we can unify our minds on one thought, for one aim, the same aim, the same purpose, then we'll get the same destination. But we got to unify our thoughts and save ourselves, because our minds is, you know, we can spend our currency through our minds. We have to pay for it, you know, by learning ourselves and our powers that we have, because we do have these powers, and it's all connected mentally. Like you said, they're trying to attack the Akasha records. What a wonderful idea. What a wonderful idea. You totally turn everybody into a mental slave. We all be retarded.
Well, they could do that with the Fessy. People injected, they could do that with a flip of a switch right now.
Wow.
I remember, I was in Atlanta, and I remember before I moved, it was before 19, it could have been 17, 18, and I remember Hartsfield Airport was putting up those new meter boxes for the TSA to security and monitor people. I remember it was on the news and everything. Everybody was talking about those boxes. They were talking about the new 5G. But then came up an incident not too long after that where the employees were upset and they wanted to quit or leave because the monitor boxes were causing damage to them. They were getting damages. And you remember that, right? They were all getting damage on that side of the body where they were sitting next to the machine. And then they took it down. You didn't hear about it too much no more, right?
Wow.
That's what they did. And then all of a sudden, cold comes out. And everybody's going around and tripping because they're thinking over there at this Wuhan, whatever place, you know what I'm saying? Come to find out that that's one of the first places that they started testing this this G system frequency over there. You know what I'm saying? All the main places that they were testing this frequency is where the people were getting the most sick.
Right.
And see what happens, the frequency, it moves at such a rate that it displaces oxygen molecules and water molecules in the atmosphere. It causes disruptions to the respiratory system by that alone. And it gives off the symptoms of people thinking they got cold or upper respiratory disease, and they don't. Mm. What they're experiencing is vibrational frequency sickness.
Wow. Say that again.
And see, that's
again.
But see, the same thing happens every time that we as a species use high-frequency systems for the first time, between radar, sonar, you know what I'm saying, between the other G systems. The areas or the people who lived in that area usually experience a random illness or random effects that couldn't be explained. Everything is frequency. Everything around us is vibrations and frequencies. You got things they're doing that are disrupting the natural biorhythms and frequencies around us that our body is used to. So it's causing problems.
To hide that,
they say it's some type of random. No, it's not the technology. If we got too much money invested in that, let's blame it on a virus.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, I've got information here, there, the other. I don't know everything. Let's just say that the information I ran into leads to that summation. I tell everybody to get your own information, study for yourself. I ain't saying nothing solid in stone. I'm just saying the information leads to those types of conclusions. Come up with your own.
And to more study, and for you to give you a road to travel, to study down, you know, if you don't want to take the word for it, at least look at it and uncover some things for yourselves, you know. But that makes a lot of sense, though. And I can see it. I'm visualizing
it as you're talking about it. My phone, I've known about this quite a while. It's called electrosensitivity disorder or something like that. So, you know, the vibrations, people talk about how your Wi-Fi can make you sick. It can disturb your sleeping patterns, you know,
right.
You know, disrupt a lot of your cognitive thinking. And that's only with that frequency. We're talking about another higher system, which is actually used on weapons. A lot of people don't know that. That frequency, this new 5 frequency, is utilized on weaponry. So we'll just let you know the type of frequency that we're dealing with. But when I get my new phone, my hand, I couldn't stop it from hurting because that's the hand that I use that phone a lot. If you just pay it, if people pay attention to their cells or their body, you can feel it when you pick up your phone. You can feel the vibration. It kind of vibrates through your bone a little bit. You can sometimes you get little pings or little tingles here and there, stuff like that. That's the frequency from the phone. You got a higher frequency right now, and they cause the frequency is moving so bad. Imagine the vibration is so vibrant that it causes the cells that make up your body to vibrate back and forth or away from each other.
Wild currency. Wow.
So, I mean, but, yeah, the electrosensitivity is something that's very important that people don't take into account. A lot of people get in sickness. They go to the doctor. They don't understand why they got this headache or they got this neurological pain that they're feeling or these tingles or these senses. They can't sleep. A lot of these are electrosensitivity disorder, especially if you have a metal spring bed, a bed that has metal springs in it, which are conductive to electricity and magnetism. You get what I'm saying? And you're sleeping on it. People don't take into the account of the other factors of the world we live in. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. The devil doesn't sleep. He stays in the laboratory, and he learns about the world we're in. We don't.
Right.
We get up, go to work. We go to club, go to the store, get our munchies.
Right.
We want to get high. We don't sit back, and we don't do our laboratory studies. We don't study about the world that nature and God left to us. They do. And they use it to control us.
Right.
Until we stand up and start learning for real about our world and take a responsibility for it, we will always be under the knee of those that do.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. So I would say to everybody, learn, open up your minds and learn. Imagine, use your imagination, you know, be like the gods that you want to be. Create, be creative people, create more things.
Elon Musk said that. Elon Musk, he made one great, I don't know too much, I don't get all into all that stuff like that, but I checked him out one day and somebody asked him some questions and he made a great statement, which is true in a sense of how things are. Somebody asked him about, you know, how does he come up with the ideas for creating the things that he wants or, you know, and how does he bring about stuff? And then he just said it simply. He said, listen, if you don't make more stuff, then there is no stuff.
That's right.
If it's something you want and your mind comes up with it, make it so.
Make it so.
Can't sit there and wait for someone else to manifest it for us, to put it together for us, to build it or leave it to somebody else responsible. You get what I'm saying? So if you want something, if you got an idea, an invention in your head, you can't just wait for somebody else to invent it for you. Make it happen. Manifest it. We have the power of that ability. That's why I never waited for nobody for a recording studio or anything. I just got tired of the rigmarole of all that and not having the money to go back and forth. So I just use what I just create. I don't think about trying to keep up with trends or be the next big this or that. I just follow with my inside. I just create. I don't let nothing stop me. I find a way and I'm going to manifest something.
Beautiful. Well, Function, you dropped a lot of information. You know, I hope this helped a lot of people, put you on a higher awareness level, you know, that we are now being manipulated to be a part of this virtual reality, like the Superdome, all those things that we saw in the movies, man, all those, they're trying to turn it into reality right now. And until we wake up and truly use our higher minds, our common sense, you know, our logical minds as well as our spiritual minds, we're not going to get out of this, you know. And so the only way to do that is to come together and bring our thoughts together, our one thought, one aim, one destination, you know, and our destination is freedom. You know, we got to free our minds. They did a job on us, did a genocidal job on us, you know. And not only did they do it on us, they did it to their descendants as well. They flip-flopped, you know. They think they're in our position and we're in their position. Truth is loose, you know, and I don't know if this truth is going to jump ahead of their plans. You know, because truth moves fast. And, hey, the function, I want to say thank you, my love, for dropping all the information. We're way past our time.
Who's
this? This is going to be our last show. I'm going to get start going live. I'll let you all know more about that. Because I want to see you all, I want you all to see me, and I want to do my interviews, I want to be able to see my people that I'm interviewing with, and, you know, get more connected to my people all across the world, you know, and it's going to be a good thing. Got a lot of good music coming up, a lot of good entertainment coming up. We're going to make a lot of good things happen. You know, and I'll keep you all tuned in. Function, I love you, my dear. I'm going to play the sax when we out of here, all right?
All right. Peace out. Much love, everybody. I'm out of here.
All right. This is Function, y'all. 1998. The fact is always ahead of his time. Always getting this hip hop all the way up to that valley. All about knowledge.
Hey, yo, I walk through a dark land. Sort of something like a scene from Batman. I see the six that they trying to put in my hand, in my head. So I keep my brain fed, so I can see what lies ahead. They trying to leave the Nubian man dead. Mentally, physically, and spiritually. It kills me how my own people don't see. It kills me that my own people won't see what's right in your face. They made you a religion, put it on your plate and you ate. Now look at our people's fate, we no longer relate to the one who creates, believing their side of the situation of creation, thinking we're a part of their nation, when this planet's made from our population. We self-destruct while they plan our assassination. A lot of prophets out there be really fuck-faking, but I'ma bring all these devils mad altercation. Cause every day I thank the Most High El for giving me birth and eyesight so I can see through this curse that the devil erects, trying to hold us back. So for him I represent the real and put it on the map. For you I represent the real and put it on the map. I lay the facts on the map, I'm about to break. I can't take it, another day I've been incarcerated in a world full of mental plagues. And the only cure is knowledge, not the kind you find in college or church. The kind that'll make your heart hurt as your soul search. Sift your hands through the dirt, then you'll begin to see through the plan of these cherubim. Images fail, babies with wings looking just like Cupid. That ain't my father's angel, man, is you stupid? I'm a Elohim, representing those from the 19th galaxy. With cotton hair and bronze feet, looking like you and me. Dwelling inside a giant crystal-shaped city, the size of Neptune. The new Jerusalem will symbolize the devil's doom. And anyone who follows him will all be consumed by brimstone and fire, burning Babylonian empires. Ayo, I see all these devils liars. And after every day, I thank the Most High El for giving me birth and eyesight so I can see through this curse that the devil erects, trying to hold us back. So for him, I represent the real and put it on the map. For you, I represent the real and put it on the map. And lay the facts on the map. I've seen some of y'all passing, foaming at the mouth bashing. Cunning snakes with sudden laughter can't even look me in the eye, cause they know I comprehend the light that shines inside. So I hit them, set up in the third prism. I came to bring you a vision, Some of these MCs are physical manifestations of evil minions, spitting 180 degrees of negative opinions. These kids is whack, I'm from the other side of the sun. I isolate deep within your bones, the black liquid, warp zone, a rise of thrones. I space it, shape like a microphone dome. MCs run scared when they grab their chrome and start busting, dead at the stage, they can't take it. Their rhymes got hot and they got evaporated. The crowd breaks out when the shots begin spraying. Now when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying, cause facts are the only thing that I'm relating. So yo, every day, you think the Most High L be giving you birth and eyesight, if you can see through this curse that the devil erupts, trying to hold us back. So for him, you gotta represent the real and put it on the map. For them, you gotta put the real on the map and lay the facts on the map. Now break it down to the facts and put the real on the map. Now break it down to the facts and put the real on the map.